nonchalant, though in fact he was more than a little out of sorts. At the behest of his superiors, Colonel Terry in particular, Colonel Terry, the president of the railroad, was the only superior who counted, Brookshire had journeyed all the way from New York to hire a bandit killer. Brookshire was an accountant. Hiring bandit killers wasn't his line of work, but the man who normally handled the task, Big Johnny Roberts, had accidentally swallowed a wine cork and choked to death just as he was about to depart for Texas. From Colonel Terry's point of view, it was a nuisance. He took a look around the office, and before Brookshire knew it, he was on a train going west in Johnny Roberts' stead. In his years with the railroad, he had performed a number of services, but never in a place where his hat blew off every time he turned a corner. Having to chase his hat was an aggravation, but the real reason he was out of sorts was because he wasn't at all impressed with the killer he had been instructed to hire. About the best thing Brookshire could find to say for the small, weary-looking man standing in front of the little shack of a depot, a saddle and a duffel roll stacked beside him, was that he had been punctual. He had ridden in at dawn, hitching his sorrel mare outside the hotel precisely at 7 a.m., the time agreed upon. Still,